Welcome to the Holy Church of God's Global Outreach Center. We pray that this gospel message will reach its mark into the hearts of the hearers, glorify God, lift up Jesus, and save the lost, that it will comfort the afflicted and afflict the comfortable, and fully furnish us with a heart for God.
It is written, consider him who suffered such a great contradiction of sinners against himself, lest you be weary and faint in your own mind. The reason for weariness is when you focus on you. The reason for delight and strength is when you focus on him. The reason for peace and power is because you focus upon him. For no matter what bad has befallen you, it can be counteracted by the good that was given you at the cross. Focus upon the Lord and his passionate love for you. Yea, saith God, and never feel lonely or rejected or dejected again. Rise up from the dust of defeat and depression and praise the name of the Holy One. Yea, saith the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. The first love is rekindled at the foot of the cross. Your first works begin when you begin to appreciate him for the cross and for the blood that he shed and the life that he gave for you. Yea, and your heart melted at the foot of the cross. And if you come back to the foot of the cross and look upon him, it will melt again in love, saith the Lord. Stop trying to find my plan and realize that I am way ahead of you, saith the Lord. Just rejoice where you are in me and keep your heart open. And if you will find peace where you are, you will find power for the journey you're on, saith the Lord. If you'll find peace where you are, you'll find joy for the journey that you are on. If you will acknowledge me in all of your ways, I will direct your path as I have promised. Know ye not that I am way ahead of you, and everything is being executed according to my plans, saith the Lord. If you feel the need to pray... Yea, saith God, it is not a bad thing. If you feel a need to lean heavily on me, Satan isn't hurting you at all, saith the Lord. If you feel your weakness and cry out for my strength, you haven't lost the battle. Victory has just begun in your life, saith the Lord.